You've arrived here at a critical moment. Tune in on real self-knowledge and creative power.
Welcome to the Well Fit with Lockie Stewart podcast. This show aims to help men improve themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, covering topics of fitness, mindfulness, and spirituality.
What is up, guys? So,
don't know if you tuned into the Facebook Live this morning where we were just talking about what do you do when life hits you in the face and how do you handle adversity. And obviously, I went off on a little bit of a tangent with it, talking about my own experiences and then obviously how so many people, when they're faced with, you know, an opportunity to learn and grow, because it is so uncomfortable to look in the mirror and address who you are as a person and see you for really who you are, you know, with no fucking smokescreen there to sort of hide the fact that you do have imperfections. Right, because of all of this, you know, people sheer away from the fact that there's some work to be done. But because it is so painful to look at that, they'd much rather just turn a blind eye and continue with, you know, the other shit that's going on in their life. And obviously, over a long period of time, that's why so many people aren't as happy as they want to be, right? They have that feeling of lacking fulfillment, emptiness. They're not in the best relationships. They're not in the best career. They feel like they should be doing more. They're always out of alignment. Yet if people, and if you're listening to this and that sounds like you, if you could just look at yourself and say, okay, well, I'm setting goals financially. I have health goals. I know what I want to look like. I know what car I want to drive. I know where I want to be when I climb the ladder in my profession. But let's spend some time to work out how I want to view myself. How do I want people to speak about me? How do I want to think to myself? You know, how am I going to control all of these emotions? Because we always neglect this. And people go, oh, I don't know, it's too hard. Well, of course it's hard. The only reason why it's not hard to do all the other stuff is because it's placed in front of us all the time because of sales and marketing, right? So if you want to move yourself, like this podcast is going to keep throwing stuff in front of you. I keep throwing stuff in front of my coaches. There's my clients, sorry, there's books, there's so much stuff this day and age, and I'm so grateful for social media for allowing this, that we can get this information into more people so they can start believing that they can be more, they can do more, they can have more, they can look, feel and perform better than they ever have before. Purely because most people are playing at such a small percentile of what they're really, truly capable of. So I want you to ask yourself, like, where are you sitting in that state? Are you happy with where you are, or are you constantly like, fuck, I should be doing more, but I don't know what it is? Because if you don't know what it is, I'm telling you right now, you got to sit down with a pad and paper, no technology, no distractions, and start letting you be alone with your thoughts and understanding why you have these thoughts. Right, if they're always negative, ask yourself, why am I always so negative to myself? Is it the environment that's influenced me? Is it I was never taught to be confident in myself? What is it? You know, go to work. And it may take years. Like, it's a lifelong journey, really. But it might take you years and years and years to figure it out. But it always, the same thing happens with trying to get that dream job, trying to get that dream car. It takes years and years and years. You think about it, it takes years of study to get your degree to then even get your foot in the door at a particular job, let alone work your way up. Right? The same with a health goal. It doesn't just happen overnight. You've got to put in years. You've got to try diets that may work for you, try diets that may not work for you, try exercise styles that may work for you, try exercise styles that may not work for you. You've got to go through the process and really understand how it is going to fit for you. So I want you to think about, guys, and I want you to be honest with yourself. How do you deal with adversity when it comes up for you? Are you proactive or reactive? I'm going to leave you with that. I want you to think about it. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram or drop a comment below.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.